I want to ask you what you said to her about the trastuzumab. What did you say to expect in terms of side effects or risks?
Well, we talked again about the cardiac toxicity. I reiterated what I had told her at the beginning of her treatment. Again, at the beginning of the trastuzumab therapy, we did get another ejection fraction, sort of to know where we started at that point. We talked about initial infusion-related reactions. We talked about the duration of the initial treatment with trastuzumab. We start off with a 90-minute infusion and progressively cut it down to a 30-minute infusion. I talked to her about how we were going to pre-medicate her with Benadryl and Tylenol to sort of prevent any infusion reactions such as fevers or chills during her first infusion.
And what happened?
She had no reaction. In my experience, I have not seen a lot of infusion-related reactions with trastuzumab, so it's not a major concern with me.
And then once she stopped the Taxol, she just sort of cruised along with the trastuzumab?
Yeah, I mean, she's only been on the trastuzumab alone portion of her treatment about 2 months. So I see her every 3 weeks. You know, like I said, I saw her just yesterday. You know, she's doing well. Her only question to me when she was leaving was about the neuropathy and also how many more months do I have left?
She's living with her family now?
She lives with her son up here in the States.
And she's anxious to go home.
She's anxious, yeah. And in fact, she tries to go home now between her septin treatments to just check on things.